Holder tonight on News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto and CJAD 800 in Montreal. To call Peter, the numbers are 514-790-0991 for Montreal. In Toronto, it's toll-free 1-866-866-7387.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on CJAD and CFRB, and we're talking about the election in the United States. Barack Obama is about to become the 44th president of the United States of America. Your thoughts here in Montreal, 514-790-0991. If you're calling from Toronto, it's toll-free, 1-866-866-7387. That's 1-866-866-7387. Joining us on the line right now is B.J. Gallagher, who's a sociologist and author of several books, including A Peacock in the Land of Penguins. Hello, B.J., how are you?
Hey, Peter, I'm great.
Nice to have you back on the program with us.
Yeah, it's nice to be back, particularly on such a fabulous night.
Okay, you voted in California?
You bet I did.
You went today or did you go early?
Oh, I went today. I wanted to be part of the
maddening throng?
That's exactly right. I love long lines and crowds.
How long did it take you to vote, first of all?
It actually wasn't long at all. I went in the middle of the day about 11 o'clock. I was in and out in 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I asked them, I said, where are all the crowds? And they said, oh, you should have been here this morning. And I think, you know, all the work, that which is why they told those of us who have some flexibility to stay away in the morning and stay away at night. And if you could go vote in the middle of the day, that would be a better thing.
Okay, so
I did.
Generally speaking, and I'm going to be talking to Ben Patrick Johnson later on the program, and I know he's heavily involved in such things as Prop 8 and a lot of the other things that were going on in your state as well. But generally speaking, what was the excitement level like in your state, local news and whatnot, talking about the election that was coming up, especially considering most people knew, of course, that California was pretty much going to go blue?
Yes, we did go blue, but there is still a lot of, let's put it this way, nobody took things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Things can still happen, even in the last 24 hours. You know, you just never know what can happen that could change things, or there could be an upset, or there could be a surprise, and so nobody was complacent, everybody was energized. It was a record turnout all across the country, the biggest turnout in 90 years since women got the right to vote 90 years ago.
Wow.
This was a huge, huge turnout, and young people are energized, and, you know, people, apathetic people are energized. I think this was a fabulous, fabulous experience for our country, for democracy. It got people arguing, it got them debating, it got them involved. And that's good for the country.
Okay,
good for the world.
So before we get to the just the whole historical aspect of what has taken place, let's just talk about what you just said: the largest voter turnout in 90 years, and this has gotten a lot of people energized. Can Barack Obama? Could anyone live up to the pressure of what's expected of him?
Time will tell. I think he can, based on what I've seen so far.
Or let me refresh that.
Okay.
Are people expecting too much?
He was very careful in his acceptance, in his speech tonight. What I noticed was he was very careful to try to shape expectations and not promise the moon. He said we may not get it all done in one term. We certainly won't get it done in one year. We have two wars. We have a horrible economy. We've got just all sorts of horrendous problems to deal with, and it's going to be a steep road. Everybody's going to have to contribute. I just thought he did a great job of managing people's expectations.
Okay. Let's get to the historical aspect of this. Actually, before I get to that, your current president has one of the lowest approval ratings a president has ever had, not just domestically, but outside of the country. So
it is the lowest presidential approval rating in our history. Ever since we started doing approval ratings, it's nobody's ever gotten a lower rating than this president.
Okay, so what do you think the election of Barack Obama will do for the image of the United States outside of the United States?
Oh, I think people around the world are cheering. I think they're totally jazzed. They're totally excited. You know, for the first time in 8 years, first of all, we have a president who has a brain, and he has class. He has sophistication. He's well-educated. He's a consensus builder, and I think that, and he's not arrogant. He's a world citizen, and he really gets the whole international, he gets the fact that we live in a global economy and that we're all in this together. As Canadians have often said, when America sneezes, Canada catches cold.
Mm-hmm.
That as America goes, so goes the world. And I was just on the internet watching some photos of people all around the world celebrating. You know, I think they ought to have some sort of voting system since everybody's so tied into the fate of America that people outside the country ought to have a say-so too, but they don't. But anyway, they are celebrating. They were watching. I think the rest of the world is breathing a huge sigh of relief, and they can't see the backside of George Bush soon enough.
Okay. Now, you said, you know...
But I'm not biased.
No, of course not. you said he's... You know, a person with a brain.
Yes.
I guess alluding to the fact that perhaps you feel your current president doesn't have one. So
yes.
going on that theory, the impression, you know, you often say that in a democracy you get the government that you deserve.
That's right.
Do you believe that the image that the world has of the United States, If you so believe that, you know, the current president isn't that bright, that collectively the country can't be that bright? And conversely, does the country look, as far as you're concerned, outside smarter today?
That's a great question. I got an email last week from a friend in Australia who said that somebody said to him, well, nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of Americans. And so I do think that we look dumb to the rest of the world because of George Bush and because of the unprovoked war and, you know, umpteen. They have the rest of the world has lots of reasons to look at America and laugh and go, how stupid can those people be? And they're right. You know, we're as a collective group, we can be pretty stupid, and we've just spent 8 years proving it. Are we any brighter? I'm still not sure. I'd say the jury is out on that. What we are is desperate, and we know what we don't want. We don't want more of the same. We may not know exactly what we do want, but we do know what we don't want. And McCain would have been, because everybody knows John McCain voted with George Bush 90% of the time, that we know we don't want more of that.
And, you know, put on your sociologist hat here. We've been talking about this election for the better part of the night on the program and taking calls. And one of the issues that came up is, of course, there is a bit of a, not a bit, there's a racial divide. And it was a wound that was opened up a little bit during the course of the campaign. And, of course, there were people out there who would never have voted for Barack Obama just simply because he was black.
Yes.
But on the other side of the coin, there were also people who were voting for Barack Obama just because he was black.
Yes.
Isn't that just as much of a problem as the other side?
Yeah, but they sort of cancel each other out, don't they?
Do they really? I mean, as you said, there are a lot of people, and a lot of them being African Americans, who've never voted before. There were people who were registered in this election. You yourself said more people have voted in this election than have voted in 90 years.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. And people who felt disenfranchised, who felt that their vote didn't count, or you know, there was all sorts of stuff going on. Here's what I think's gonna happen, just based on what we know about human psychology, is that when people of different, that racism and bigotry is usually, not always, but usually based on inexperience and lack of exposure. And that when you put people, this is what integration was all about, that when you actually force people of different races to work together toward a common goal, what happens is that they begin to discover, oh, this is a nice guy. Oh, he's really smart. Oh, wow, they've got some good ideas. And those stereotypes and the hatred begins to dissolve. The quickest way to break down racial barriers is to give people a common goal and put them and force them to work together on it, and it breaks down stereotypes and it destroys racial hatred. And I think that's what Barack Obama will do if he lives up to my expectation, that he will build consensus. People will see him as this powerful, eloquent, steady, visionary leader and go, oh, wow. Wow, I had no idea. You know, the racists, the people who are ignorant and have very limited exposure to people like Barack Obama will go, oh, wow, I better reevaluate my opinion.
Yeah, but those people you just described that you're referring to, who do it out of sense of ignorance and just not knowing the situation, they're not going to be watching the news or reading the newspapers anyway. So is their opinion really going to change?
Well, we'll find out, won't we? I mean, I think people's opinions, and the pundits were talking about it tonight, people's opinions have already changed because just a few months ago, there were a lot of people who still were, even Democrats, who still weren't comfortable with Barack Obama. We don't really know who he is, and can we really see a black man leading this country? You know, can we really see a black man as president? And the more he showed up as a leader, the more people began to see, oh, yeah, I could see him in that role. And people began to get comfortable with the idea that this magnificent black man could lead this magnificent country. Mm. And people got more comfortable. And the more they see him in that role, the more people will get comfortable. And even the ones who may have hated the idea may actually begin to come around. Of course, there's always the diehards that you know, we're just going to have to wait for them to die off. But and they will. They will. But because the younger generation, in general, the younger generation doesn't have the same level or intensity or widespread divisions around race, religion, ethnicity, culture, that sort of stuff. The younger people, the Generation X and the Generation Y, in general, are carry much less of that kind of baggage with them.
Matt, you talk about some of the people, and this is the last question I'll ask because we're running out of time here, but you talk about some of the people, you're just waiting for them to die off. Aren't some of those people the same ones who voted for Kennedy at a time when no one would have voted for a Catholic?
Yes. Yes.
So at some point they were open-minded. Or Catholic.
Yeah, but he was still white.
Yeah.
Yeah, they worried about
that. But, I mean, that was a big deal then.
That was a big deal. A Catholic was a big deal. Just like a Jewish president would still be a big deal. But, you know, one by one, the barriers come down.
Yeah.
The barriers come down. And it's slow. It's never fast enough for those of us who really want equality. We're sitting here in California still waiting to see if Proposition 8, which has to do with same-sex marriage, whether it's going to go down in defeat or it's going to win. Last time I looked, the people who were against gay marriage were winning. That's really discouraging.
Yeah.
That's really discouraging.
BJ, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Hey, great. It was fun talking to you, and this is a very historic night. We will never forget this.
We should mention your latest book, Peacock in the Land of Penguins, and people can check out my website at peteranthonyholder.com, and you'll find a link to BJ's website, also a link to amazon.com and amazon.ca where you can buy her book, and also a link to a little bit of animation dealing with the book that you can check out as well. I thank you very much for being on the show with us.
Oh, thanks, Peter. Always a pleasure.
We'll take a break. We'll continue taking your calls here in Montreal. 514-790-0991 in Toronto. Toll free 1-866-866-7387. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800 and News Talk 1010, CFRB Toronto.